Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm going to have to tell you what's happened this morning. You're going to laugh at me. My wife is actually laughing. So I had my sermon prepared, and unfortunately, I sent myself the wrong version. So it's when I started looking at it this morning, I was just like, when I got here, I was like, this just doesn't seem like what I prepared last night. What is going on here? But no, I do remember it. So, well, we thank God, right? Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord, that you've called us, your people here, All Saints, to work and to co-partner with you and to join in with what you are doing in Peckham, Lord. We thank you for that privilege, Lord, that you've called every one of us, old, young, alike, Lord. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will speak through me in your word, Lord. As we look at your word, Lord, may it come afresh, Lord. And Lord, may you just speak a word to us individually, Lord. So we ask for your Holy Spirit to come and be with us this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. I'm sure we saw, I don't know if most of you saw the video that we watched about Lazarus and Jesus. It's a bit strange, actually, everyone being around, so I have to constantly look around. But it, for me, that was really, it's one of my favorite miracles, seeing Jesus raise the dead. And essentially, it communicates a couple of things, that Jesus is Lord over death. It communicates that he has power over death, he has conquered death. And if we believe in him and trust him, although we will die, all of us will die, we will live again. And the story of Lazarus is just to illustrate that point, that he is Lord over death. So whether you're young or old, know that, you know, Jesus is Lord over death and he promises you eternal life. And this invitation this morning, Jesus essentially asking us or inviting us all to partner with him and to co-join with what he's doing and his work in this church and in the world. And essentially, God wants us to co-partner with him to do the impossible, which is to raise the dead. Jesus did the impossible. He raised Lazarus from the dead. And God's calling us, young, old alike, to co-partner with him and join with him in this amazing, impossible thing. So I don't know about you, but there must be impossible things in your life, whatever that means. You know, it may not be raising Lazarus, but some of us are going through issues that we feel and we need God to intervene. And what God's calling us this morning as a church, as a people, is to co-partner with him and to join in with him and to work with him to do the impossible that only God can do. And I'm going to call Jojo and Rufus up to demonstrate this. So can they both come up? And this is arm wrestling. Can you all hear me? Ah, great. Hello. Okay. So who do you think Rufus is going to win out of this? I'm rooting for Rufus, right? Come on, Rufus. And who thinks, well, we all think Jojo may win, right? That's what we're all assuming. Jojo, this is impossible, guys. This is just impossible. You know, how can Rufus beat this guy? But let's demonstrate this. So go. And the point of that is, you know, you would have seen this. This was impossible. Rufus cannot beat Jojo. It's just not possible. And I purposely picked Jojo because he'd been going to the gym. So I knew he's got more muscles than, you know, most of us. But the point is that Jesus wants us to co-partner with him and join with him to do the impossible. So we don't need to rely on our strengths, our natural abilities, or what may seem impossible for us to do. But what we have to do is realize that God wants to work through us and with us to do the impossible, namely raise Lazarus from the dead. And that's just a perfect scenario, just to prove to us that actually, I'm not really God. But in that sense, I was God in the sense of my strength and my power came in and superseded Rufus's natural abilities. And that's what God wants to do with us this morning and throughout our lives. And if you, I don't know if you can grab your Bibles, because we're particularly looking at John 11:38. That's where Jesus performs this amazing miracle. So if you have your Bibles next to you, we'll probably go through it briefly. So in verse 39, it says, take away the stone. That's what Jesus says. And then Martha said, but Lord, by this time there's a bad odor, and for he has been there for 4 days. And some of us are like Martha. You know, you can give excuses. Lord, I'm 80 years old. I'm in my retirement stage of my life. This, God cannot use me. Or some of you who may be, I don't know how old are you, Rufus? 9. So imagine you're Rufus, and maybe Rufus might say, well, God, I'm only a child. How can you use me? Or some of you may be 21 and you just recently graduated and you're thinking, I'm trying to figure out my life. I just don't think God can use me. And just like Martha, what did Jesus say to her in verse 40? It says, then Jesus said, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And all Jesus wants us to know is no matter what our limitations is, if we believe, we will see God move in Peckham, in our nation, in our families, in our lives, in our workplaces, in our schools, wherever, whatever stage you are in life, God can move and he will move and he is moving. So if you're 80, know that the Lord knows every number of hairs on your head, whether they be gray or black. And the Lord said he will keep you and he will sustain you. Or whether you're 8, just like Jeremiah, God says, don't say you're a child, Rufus. I am with you. Do not be afraid. Or whether you're 21, Timothy encourages us and says, do not let anyone despise your youth. But actually remember the gift that is in you. And whether you're care or whatever situation you're in life and you feel exhausted, remember the Psalms, and I'll quickly read it. It says, it essentially says, God will renew your strength like eagle. They will mount and they will not weary. They will run and not faint. So even though life may feel crushing, wherever you are, know that God's strength can lift you up and can give you strength. And you can soar like eagle and run and not faint. And this morning, God wants us to believe in him. I'm going to call Ariana quickly. Is she here? Ariana.
Another illustration. She doesn't know. She's going to have to fall back, and I have to catch her, but she's afraid. Come, I'll catch you. Don't worry. Whoa.
And again, that's what our Heavenly Father calls us to do this morning. All of us to fall and rest in his arms. And he will catch us. And you can see Ariana was really petrified, because if I didn't catch her, I think she'll be going to the hospital this morning. And some of us are like that. We're like Martha. We're so afraid. But Lord, my brother's been there. He's been dead for 4 days, as though Jesus never knew. Lord, it's impossible. I'm too old. Oh, Lord, I'm only a child. And Lord is saying to you, just fall and rest and trust and believe in your Father, because he will sustain you and he'll keep you and he'll hold you strong within him. And the beautiful thing about when we co-partner with God is it just humbles me. You know, I've been going to the prison ministry in Brixton for about a year now. And the amazing thing is that I've discovered is that God is working in Brixton Prison. It just baffles me. And what's also more humbling is that when I partner with him in that work, whether that's praying for the gentlemen or the guys, or whether that's preaching, whatever we're doing in Brixton Prison, it's always humbling to see how can God use a broken sinner like Akeem, just like this morning. How could God use a broken sinner like me, who's just ordinary like you? I'm just a normal guy. And yet God, in his infinite mercy, decides to use me and you. And if God can use me, I really strongly believe he can use Jojo and he can use Rufus. God's no respecter of person. But if we humble ourselves and we realize that actually whatever giftings God has given us, whether that's serving or, you know, one of the, you know, on Thursday, I can't remember her name. Teresa. Man, I was saying to my cousin, a couple of times I've been to worship night, and when Teresa sings in the spirit, man, it moves things in me that I just don't understand. And she doesn't know, I've never said this to her, I probably haven't even spoken to her, but when she prays in the spirit and she sings, it does things that I can't fathom. And that's God using her to minister to me. And she doesn't even know she's ministering to me. She's just singing. And that's the same way with you, whatever you're doing at work, at church, or just your home. Know that God is using you. And God will use you to do the impossible. And this is humbling, that God can use a broken sinner like me and you. And to finish this off, I will read 1 Peter. So 1 Peter 4:10 says, each one of you should use whatever gift God has received, whatever gift you has received, to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be glory, power, forever and ever. Amen.